young voters for the longest time have been sort of the question mark in an election year. Gen Z seems to be very disillusioned. Are they the deciding factor? Are they even going to vote? Will that affect things? Let's get to this with a political analyst and our friend and host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast, Anthony Russo, back with us again. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm all right, as far as I can tell. We're waiting on test results from our psychological department. So who's doing a better job at reaching young voters? Is it independents? Is it Republicans, Democrats? Who's doing a better job?
Well, I think anytime I've been on your show, we talk about the marketing is always stronger from the left. However, when it comes to our choices from the presidential standpoint right now, I think they're both coming in as D's or worse. They're not getting a great score, a great grade, and you've got a bunch of people that are starting to enter the workforce. It's essentially those that are 27 and younger that really can't be happy with what anything is coming out of the Biden administration, just because although we might think that they're, you know, inept or whatever it might be, they're not. They're paying attention to their wallets, and they're realizing that there's only so much money they have and they can spend. They can't buy homes anymore. They do enjoy freedom. They look what America is. So they do have an old school mentality that they don't think, that I think they're realizing as they enter the workforce. But the Republicans never market properly to them. And even though Trump is starting to gain ground in that age group, these are a bunch of people that need to be motivated to go do anything. They need to be pushed, and neither side is really touching them.
Well, and as part of the problem, they see these two old men running, and I mean, there's others running, but you don't hear about them. And is that part of the problem? They're going like, this is not, we don't know these people. This isn't us.
No, absolutely. Now, with that said, sometimes old could be cool, and I think that Trump, if he got a fair shake from the media, which again, this is not, we're talking marketing.
Don't hold your breath.
Right. If he were to get a fair shake from the media, the young crowd would love him, because that is kind of that whole, like, I don't want to be told what to do. Trump's my guy, but they're never going to actually hear that side. So I really think if I were to say which side is winning the marketing game, it actually still is the Trump side, just because of the fact that he's not messing anything up. He's not making anything worse. And he's not forcing the younger group to go say, you know what, I have to go vote against Trump, which was part of the problem in 2020. I don't think we've got that same issue this time. I just think that they probably won't show up to vote, to be totally honest.
Okay, so if they don't show up, they're too apathetic, they don't vote, who benefits from that?
Typically, historically, I think we would always say a Republican does better with older voting. But again, it's a weird world of politics, and I don't think the Republican Party is the Republican Party that was even 10 years ago. So the question becomes, how active is that 30-year-old group going to be voting? Are they going to be so anti-Trump again this time? Are they going to be voting not for Biden but voting for Trump? I'm still going to lean towards the side that the younger people not voting are going to be benefiting the Trump vote. Now, on local election level, I'm actually not sure. I think it's so dependent state to state. But on a presidential level, I do think as long as people don't vote straight ticket, I think it's still going to lean in the favor. The disenfranchised young vote is going to still lean in the favor of a Donald Trump.
Anthony, I want you to put your little radar futuristic cap that you have made out of foil. I want you to put that on. I don't know if you have that. I want you to look ahead the day after the election, okay? What are the streets of America going to look like? Because if Joe Biden gets elected, you're disenfranchising a whole ton of folks in America. And if Donald Trump gets elected, the other side, I think there's riots and Antifa junk and all of that stuff. What does it look like in America the day after the election?
You know, funny enough, we've had this discussion a lot, and I'm not even just talking the day after. I think a Donald Trump re-presidency is and I'm going to say this with trepidation, is dangerous to the United States of America, but in a good way. There's a lot of our systems right now that are completely broken, and I don't think Trump is the answer for everything, but I do think Trump is as a quote-unquote lame duck president, he's going to be a threat to the establishment. And I think that every force known to mankind in the United States of America will go against him. I think that it'll be a very ugly 2024 to 2026, 2027, all of those things to try to right the ship. And I think a lot of people will be against him and therefore against half of the American public. If Biden wins, the conservative vote, the conservative side, the MAGA side doesn't know how to protest. And the only time we ever have protested, we ended up being locked up in jail for years. January 6th being the biggest mockery of the justice system in recent American history. So I think we're once bitten, twice shy. So I think, and I've said this, a Biden presidency, a Biden win actually leads to a smooth 2015, 2016. Unfortunately, while it's seemingly smooth, they're going to be incrementally taking our freedoms away, and it's incredibly dangerous in the long run. It's one of those times we need to actually have a Band-Aid pull. We need a little bit of pain before we can go back to prospering. So that's the difference between the two wins the day after the presidency.
The young voters, it's going to affect the Gen Z vote, or lack thereof. Anthony Russo, The Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Look him up. Hey, Anthony, we'll talk again soon. All right, buddy?
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks. Yep. 1320 WILS back in a minute.